Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
All right, here live this morning, we have The Dons. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good to hear.
Sweet. Well, honestly, if you just want to introduce yourselves really quick and get into the first song, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, cool. Well, like you just said, we're The Dons. We're a four-piece girl band from Auckland, and we're going to play a few songs for you guys today. This first one we're going to play is our first ever original that we released over 2 years ago. So this one is Oblivious, we hope.
Lights flashing his name, giant speakers stacked up tall. The crowd would shake the ground, the band would break the Richter scale. But if he's not around, this would all be an epic fail. If I wrote you a song, would you try to sing? Oblivious.
Oblivious. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
You guys are rock stars. How old is everybody?
We're all 16, turning 17 this year.
Oh my goodness. Listeners, they are only 16. You guys got to give them a shout out. Anyways, those songs are really intricate. Like, you guys all have your own parts going on.
Yeah.
How do you kind of write the songs? Like, how does the process go? Do you guys all write your own parts?
Yeah, normally it starts with one of us having an idea, and I'll write some lyrics to like a chord progression or something, and then Imogen will come, she'll add a bass, Elliot will add her drums, Georgia will try add as many guitar solos as she can, and we just kind of put it all together and, you know, make it work.
That's so epic. Like, where do you get inspiration to write the lyrics of your songs? Do they just come out from nowhere? Yeah. Are they your real life? Like,
it kind of just, it kind of just comes from everywhere. I like to think about it as like we're telling a story. Mm-hmm. So if we can pull inspiration from our own lives, but as soon as that song is, you know, becomes a song, it's just, it's a story, like it's a book, like you're reading into something else. And we try to do that as well as we can and just put everything we can into it.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely hear the emotion you guys have in your playing as well.
Thanks.
Very cool. How long have you guys been a band? Like, when did you come together?
We got together in year 8 in intermediate, and we're year 12 now, so that's roughly 4 years. It'll be four or five years this year.
That's crazy. Yeah. Even for like older bands, like, that's a really long time you guys have been playing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
We're definitely stuck together now.
That's so cool. Well, maybe like before you play your next song, mm-hmm. maybe just describe a little bit of how the process went to write it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. This one, we kind of all wrote together. We just decided one day we'd sit down. We wanted to write a song. It was summer, so we're like, we want a good, like, summer road trip type song.
Heck yeah.
And so, you know, we just came up with some nice chords that we really liked, and then I just had this one word stuck in my head, alibi. And I was like, I want to write something to do with this alibi. So we thought, that's what we're going to do. So, we just kind of all put it together,
yeah.
and then we took it to the garage and added distortion, added everything
Beautiful.
We could, all cymbals and everything, and then this is what we got out of it.
Well, I'm so stoked to hear it, what it sounds like. You
cool.
ready?
Yeah.
Can live life. Anyone ask you about my
Okay. I reckon I'm keen to get everybody on the mic a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did each of you guys kind of get into instruments, and how did you get into choosing your own instrument? For a drummer, you can kind of just shout into this mic. We'll move it over there.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? And then say your names as well. Be like, yeah, I'm the drummer.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Elliot, I'm the drummer. And we actually started the band for a talent show in intermediate as a joke. And so my brother already played the drum, so we just figured I'd be the drummer because I've already got a drum kit at home. And then we ended up liking the band and stuff. And so we actually started taking it seriously. And so, yeah.
That's crazy. Was the drums hard for you to pick up?
No, it wasn't, because my brother had been playing.
It was easy.
It came, some people just can't keep a beat. And I kind of just would always hear my brother and I'd just copy him, so it kind of just came naturally, I guess.
Yeah, nice. Okay, ready?
Okay. Hi, my name's Imogen. I play bass. I guess I sort of started when I was about 12, and I've never really played an instrument before, so I was like, oh, I want to play an instrument. And then I was like, oh yeah, the bass only has 4 strings, that'll be easy. So I chose the bass guitar.
Beautiful.
I guess it turned out well. We needed a bassist, so.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes!
And I wanted to be like Taylor Swift, so when I was 8, I thought it would be cool to start doing guitar lessons through school. So I've been playing for, how long is that?
At least 8 years
now.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been, I've been playing for ages and it just gets every year more and more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, especially with the band. Oh, and yeah, my name's Georgia.
Sweet Georgia on guitar.
And then finally, I'm Mila. I've been the one talking this whole time. But I've kind of just been singing ever since I could talk. My first word was actually singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So I literally have been singing since the day I could talk. And then I just, like Elliot, I picked up the guitar just to help out the band when we decided to start it.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
That's epic. Okay, I reckon one more time real quick. Piece of advice for young girls that also wanna, maybe be musicians one day. Any advice at all, into getting into music or getting started or even confidence?
Yeah. It takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of time, a lot of practice. And I mean, we're all best friends. So that's the coolest thing about this, is that when we have our weekly band sessions, we get to just catch up and just have fun. Yeah. That's all that matters, really.
Yeah. We talk more than play music.
Yeah. We play 2 songs and then talk the rest of the 2 hours.
Yeah. Just do what you love, whether that's rock or jazz or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it for fun. Do it because you love it. Don't do it because someone's making you do it.
Have fun. Have fun, everybody. And for sure, friendship, finding people that are fun
definitely.
To play with.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of music as well.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, on that note, what is your last song, guys?
This last song is our most recent release. You can find it on Spotify. We released it less than a month ago.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
This one is Girl Named Sue, and it's really special to us. We really, really hope you guys enjoy. And let's do it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm my shorts and her hair done so well. Love everything about her down to the way she smells. She likes some bad boys and they know her so well. All of them wanna say that Sue is a girl. What would I do without my girl named Sue? Yeah.
The energy you guys have is insane! I'm so happy to have you guys here.
We're so happy to be here.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Plug everything you guys got going on in the future. Social media. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything at The Dawns. You can look at our YouTube at The Dawns. Most importantly, check us out on Spotify at The Dawns. Just anywhere. Come check out, see what we have planned for the future. And just, I want to give a big shout out to Play It Strange for bringing us here. We had the most awesome time. And yeah.
Beautiful. And listeners are loving you guys. They said, so cool to hear such talent from such young punks. We also got OMG, the second song is a tune. Please record and release it.
You can. You can check it out on Spotify.
It's already on Spotify under The Dawns.
Yeah.
We also got Love This Band. And then one of our DJs said, please tell this band to come volunteer. So maybe volunteer for BFM. I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. Well, beautiful. It's been great having you guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, this has been a fancy new band, everybody, with The Dawns.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music. Stay